A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Time-lapse shows fans taking their seats in an elegant auditorium. Words appear, a Netflix comedy special. A holographic full moon rises in front of the blue curtain stage. Title, Amy Schumer, Emergency Contact. Amy walks on stage wearing a pink dress and holding a microphone. The moon disappears as Amy opens her arms to the audience. A spotlight shines down on her as she stands center stage. Amy surveys the crowd, smiling in wonder.
Thank you so much, LA. Please, thank you. LA.
Amy purses her lips coyly.
Don't make me like you.
She squints at the front row.
Oh my God, there's like some young people up front. Like, how old are you?
27.
Oh, remember? Remember 27? Oh God, and you're so cute and everything's still up high and...
Amy gestures at her chest.
Wearing heels. Someday these are gonna be your heels, okay?
She points at her flats.
Right here. To me, these are heels now, okay? There's an orthopedic insert in here. What's your name?
Libby.
Libby. That's so cute. 27, Libby? Oh my God. Do you drink? Are you a drinker? A little bit? Okay. Here's the kind of drinking I've been doing lately, okay? On this tour. Like, yesterday is the only day I didn't drink, and I drank. Do you know what I mean?
Amy squints at the crowd.
You know, you don't count it because it was less than 5. Started early, yeah, so I don't count that, yeah. So I used to black out, Libby, last week, and nothing good ever happens in a blackout, right? I've never woken up like, what is this Pilates mat doing out? Wow.
She glances around in mock confusion.
Who cleaned? No. No. Wake up with a potato skin like an eye patch.
Amy covers an eye with her hand.
Dried ice cream on my neck, I hope.
Amy looks exasperated. Her eyes dart from side to side.
Can't drink like we used to, huh? I just turned 40 again. Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And, you know, I've always preached confidence for women, you know, to feel great in your own skin, right? And then the day I turned 40, I took my skin and I got it lasered. So, Libby, what laser is they shoot a laser at your face. Okay, you pay them money, a lot of money, and in return, they shoot you in the face with a laser beam. The thing that in the Ocean's 11 bank heist movies, they're trying to avoid.
Amy undulates.
To get the money, you instead put your face in front of them. It's incredible what laser does. What happens is you turn blood red. But then, the skin falls off your face. But then...
She holds up a finger.
6 to 8 weeks later, you look exactly the same.
Amy shakes her head, shrugging. She smiles.
Amazing, right? It's just incredible what they can do now. Just... I got filler in my face. Then they dissolved it, because as it turns out, I was already full.
She touches her cheek. She looks around, then points across the auditorium.
Tom, you're doing a camera. Can you get in close on this, just in case people don't know? So my face, someone, just because they were wearing a white lab coat, talked me into needing more volume up here. Okay? It already looks like I'm storing nuts for the winter.
Amy scrunches up her face and bares her teeth.
I came home scared the shit out of my husband. Just bleeding, just needle marks. He's like, holy fuck, were you in a fire?
She scrunches up her face.
I'm like, I wasn't not in a fire.
She squints.
Wait till my laser kicks in, babe. You're gonna be hard as a rock.
Amy grimaces.
I got lipo, then I, in record time, gained the weight back. Lipo's the laziest thing I've personally ever done. That was my way of saying I would rather have major surgery than be a little hungry once.
Amy shakes her head, then shrugs.
That's the truth. I'm never hungry. I never let it get to that, you know?
She nods confidently.
Feel it coming about an hour away, and that's when I combat it, you know?
She shrugs.
You know, I'm doing my best. I had a baby, not bad, for a year, right?
Amy turns, showing off her figure.
It's been 3. And a half, but, you ever get handed a new insecurity when you weren't really expecting it, you know? Someone will just kind of mosey up and hit you with it, and they'll just, hey, you know who you look like? I go, no thanks.
She holds out her hand.
I'm not open to that feedback right now, thank you.
Amy shakes her head.
It's never somebody good, right? It's never a model. It's always like their fucked up cousin. They're like, look! I just got handed a new insecurity by a trusted friend. You know, it's always when you're feeling safe that someone will hit you with something they thought you had already accepted about yourself. You know, she goes, you know how you're short-waisted? I was like, yes, what?
Amy turns her back to the audience.
She's like, you know the way your ass kind of goes all the way up to your armpit and you don't really...
Amy turns back around, looking concerned. She licks her lips.
Like, oh yeah, like an ostrich. Cool, okay, good, good. I love that.
Her smile fades. She stares, deadpan.
But I just got hit with a new insecurity that rocked me. I was getting acupuncture to see if I could still feel. And so he's working on me, and with so much enthusiasm, like it wasn't a big deal, he just says to me, did you know that you have a hump?
Amy looks stricken. She gazes down at her torso and adjusts her dress.
I said, my lovely lady lumps?
Amy poses with a hand behind her head and one hip jutting out.
Check it out, right? He's like, no, you have a hump. And I do. I'll show you on the back of my neck. Okay, don't miss out on this shot, Tom. Get in here. Okay, check that out. Someone goes, oh, yeah, yes, I do.
She shows the back of her neck.
I'm humped, okay, like a whale or a camel or the guy who loves Notre Dame. I found out in my 40s that all this time I've been rocking a hump. I said, well, what do we do? He goes, oh, I don't think there's anything we could do. So you just needed me to know?
Amy looks annoyed.
He goes, it's called a widow's hump. I'm like, I'm all set with info about the hump. Thank you.
She shakes her head, looking disconcerted.
He said, well, you can just try holding your neck back further.
Amy straightens her neck, giving herself an exaggerated double chin. She looks around apprehensively.
Like this? He said, yeah, that's good. I said, oh, okay, yeah, less hump. Is this... So I know that a lot of you are sitting there and you're thinking, do I have a hump? And I don't want you to be shy. You're a little embarrassed. Just feel free. Just go in there and feel. And the way you'll know is when you run your finger down your neck, you'll run into a hump.
Amy stares out at the crowd, her eyes wide with distress.
So that's my little secret insecurity, okay? I'm humped. We all have some little secret insecurity, right? Like, I just met someone and I don't think their insecurity can be a secret, okay? Now, this story really happened, okay? My husband and I were invited to a dinner party. Very last minute, we think we were a last minute fill-in, not a big deal. We go to the party and it was like this really rich guy's house. We never met him before. And right before we go in, our friend who invited us says, "Oh, just so you know, he's blind, but it's a secret."
Amy frowns, looking confused.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? From who? She's like, "Well, he doesn't acknowledge it, and everyone around him acts like it's not happening." I'm like, you can be that rich that you're just not blind. It turns out, yeah. So I was glad she gave me a heads up, you know, because like I have no impulse control. Like in 10 seconds in his house, I would have been like, "Are you fucking blind?" I was glad she gave me a heads up about that, because sometimes people give you a heads up for things that aren't necessary. And it makes everything awkward, you know? Like, someone would be like, "Okay, and he's black." I'm like, "Oh, should I change the music? Like, what are you talking about? You have to warn me about it, you know?" Or, "And she's gay. Oh, should I eat her out? Is that..."
She motions nervously, looking anxious.
It's a weird warning, but he's blind and it's a secret. Thank you. A secret blind is a heads up I want. So we go in and he's blind, okay? He's in the kitchen because he's cooking.
Amy holds up a hand.
And you could tell, you know, he's looking up and he just says, "Hey, great to meet you. No shaking hands, COVID." And we're like, "That's why." And he offers us a drink. And I said, "Sure, yeah, great." And so I went over to grab a glass, and I am not kidding you. I turn around and he's like this.
Amy picks up a water bottle. She continues pouring water onto the stage. She sets down the bottle.
All night, shit like this is happening. People just clean it up. Now you act like it didn't happen. Just keep it moving. Dinner took 9 years to cook. We're all sitting around pretending to eat, and I'm keeping the conversation going, you know? I'm trying to fill the air, but I kept on talking about vision by accident.
Amy grimaces.
You don't realize how much you talk about it, you know? I actually said this sentence, okay, to a blind person. I said, "Is anyone watching The Watcher?"
She looks appalled.
A double blind. I fucked up.
Amy shrugs, then gestures flippantly.
His girlfriend was there. I said, "How long you guys been seeing each other?" Oh, fucking fuck. Smelling her. This rich guy in his late 50s had a very young girlfriend. Very young. I'm like, let me guess. She's an old soul. Right, isn't that the story, L.A.?
She smiles sweetly.
23-year-old pussy, but what an old soul on the gal.
She gestures at her chest.
Wait till you get a load of her soul, yeah. And I don't think it's cool to make fun of blind people. I just don't think that you can be a secret blind, okay? And if there's gonna be one group of people that's really mad at me, that feels like a safe one.
Amy eyes the audience, abashed.
"We're gonna get you, are you?"
Amy jumps to the side.
I shouldn't be baiting the crowd like this. I really shouldn't. People have been asking, is this a dangerous time for comedians? You know, because I don't know if you saw Chappelle got tackled on stage and just all this crazy shit's been happening. When they ask, I'm like, yes. I'm on the front lines every night.
She straightens her posture, looking proud.
Like, no, I don't think, not if you're me, you know? Maybe if you're them, you have these like spry, you know? I'm like, my people are like me, okay? We're tired. No, nobody's tackling anybody, we're all too tired. How about you? Here's where I am with my energy level lately. If I sit down, I realize I didn't grab the remote.
She shakes her head. She shrugs.
I'll just sit there. For as long as it takes, right? There's one of us in every relationship, the piece of shit, right? You just sit there. You wait for your partner to come in. And... hey, can you grab the remote? It's like, have you been sitting here for 2 hours?
Amy nods with resignation.
Goes to sit down. And also, can you get me another drink? Oh. What else is going on in my life? Oh, I have a little boy. A little boy. Yeah, I don't know if I'm a good parent. I think I'm just getting used to failing. Is that what being a parent is? Just bombing. It's like stand-up, you know? You just get used to it. I don't think anybody's failed as hard as I did as quickly, though. Do you know what I named my son? Let me walk you through it, okay? Listen up, Libby. So...
she shifts awkwardly.
Our son's first name is Gene. Okay, Gene, basic. We named him after my husband's mom, who passed away, which is very sad, of course.
Amy cocks her head thoughtfully. She steps behind a music stand.
But also, to not have a mother-in-law.
She hides behind the stand. Amy straightens up, cringing.
Sounds like somebody has a lucky hump. So... oh, very sad, of course. And then my husband's last name is Fisher. That's why I, Amy, didn't take it.
She nods.
You might be a little young for this reference, Libby, but...
she grimaces.
Google Amy Fisher when you get home, and it's not good. So... then came his middle name, and that's where I fucked up, okay? I wanted to pay tribute to my favorite comedian, my good friend, Mr. Dave Attell, all right? So it's about right. So I... truly my favorite comedian of all time. So we gave him the middle name, Attell. So I was about a month into being a new mom, sitting on the couch, when I realized that I've named my son Genital Fissure.
Amy stares straight ahead, sternly. She closes her eyes and exhales, looking up at the ceiling.
Anybody ever fuck up like that? I don't think so. We changed his middle name as soon as we realized. I think it's better. We changed it to Finger Bang Shit Snatch. Is that better? Is anybody here pregnant? Are there any pregnant people here? Oh, congratulations. Are you keeping it?
Amy grins as she points.
Hey, we're in one of the states where we still have a choice, right? Oh, can you believe it? In Wisconsin, I didn't want to ask the crowd, you know? Like, yeah. They could always drive to Illinois, just recommending, but, yeah, people love giving pregnant women advice, don't they? They love it. They just love it. Like, the whole time I was pregnant, I had this one friend. She would always tell me, she's like, you have to do prenatal yoga. It really helps with the birth, prenatal yoga. So I immediately signed up for a C-section.
She smiles sweetly.
'Cause fuck that, okay? If I'm ever in downward dog, I fell. Upward humpback Jew, that's my resting pose right here.
She crosses one foot behind the other and bends her knees.
But I did, I had a C, came out the sunroof, and you know, some women feel like they failed. if they don't give birth vaginally. And the only thing that really comforts me is my still perfect pussy. That's really...
Amy salutes, grinning.
No, it's not. It's not good. Trust me. Things still shift. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but when I take a bath now, I feel like I fill up. You know, just kind of.
She leans back stiffly.
Floating in there.
Amy shifts her weight.
Just kind of squishing around after for like an hour.
She takes bow-legged steps.
But they tell you, no matter how you give birth, C-section, vaginal, they almost never come out of your asshole. They tell you, the doctor's very serious. Right after you give birth, they say, no, listen, you cannot have sex for 6 weeks. Okay, no sex, 6 weeks. I'm like, okay, let me write that down, 6 weeks. I'm like, oh wait, remember when you just Wolverined my fupa open?
She places a hand on her belly, looking flabbergasted.
How about 6 years? That's when I think I'll want to do that again. His foot got caught on my intestines on the way out. When can I get raw dogged from behind? Please. I need dick! Like, who's... 5 weeks? Yeah, okay.
Amy smiles, shaking her head.
I had this awful condition while I was pregnant called hyperemesis gravidarum. Severe nausea and vomiting the whole pregnancy. I was so relieved when I was diagnosed. It was like 6 months in. I was like, okay, we know what it is. What do we do? And they explained to me, well, we haven't been able to study it because it only happens to women.
Amy stares ahead, her face expressionless.
But if your husband wants, we have chewable Viagra.
She nods, smiling.
Which is a real product. Because sometimes it's scary to take a pill.
She makes a pouty face. She purses her lips and puffs out her cheeks.
I want to get hard, but I don't want to take a pill.
Amy smiles sarcastically. She places a hand on her hip.
Okay, you can chew it, okay.
Amy looks up, shaking her head.
I have severe endometriosis, very painful, debilitating disease. About 10% of women have that. There are no studies, but if your dick curves slightly one way, they got you, bro. Any dick emergency, the Paw Patrol is on the way.
She raises a fist.
Got a hysterectomy this year. Just wanted to lose those last 3 pounds, am I right, ladies? No, I had to get it removed because of my endometriosis. And it was a big surgery. They took out my uterus. They found cysts in my ovaries. They found a tumor in my appendix. But the craziest thing they found was that my liver was fine.
Amy steps back, hand on her chest, looking aghast. She smiles.
It's such a fun New York moment right after that surgery. I was walking around feeling sorry for myself, and there was like this group of kind of big meathead dudes. One of them recognized me and goes, hey, Amy Schumer, how you doing? I was feeling kind of honest, you know, I was like, not great, I just had my uterus removed.
Amy blinks earnestly.
And his response made me feel so much better. He goes, oh no! You should get it back! I'm like, that's not really how that works, but thank you, sir. I feel so much better after getting that surgery, a laparoscopy and all that. If you have endometriosis. Yeah, it's like the only way I can describe it, how much better I feel, is like if you ever saw Willy Wonka, you know those old people that are all, you know, in that bed, like 69ing all day, just like.
She sticks her tongue out.
And then the one grandpa gets the golden ticket and he gets out and he clicks his heels, like that's me, you know? That's how much better I feel. I'm like a new person. I'm a new mom. You know, I can run with my son now. I don't, but, you know, we had a medical emergency in the audience last weekend on the road. It was very strange. I learned a lot about my crowd. It was in the balcony. There was this guy was having a seizure, and he's fine. You know, I didn't follow up, but I'm assuming, you know, I would have heard. No, he was fine. But in the moment, it was scary. We had to turn the house lights on, and you know, this is when I learned about my crowd, because I was like, we need a doctor, go! Not one. The entire audience, not one doctor. So, you know, I'm like, okay, nurses, and there were like 40 nurses, but they were all hammered.
Amy shakes her head, shrugging.
They're like, we're not on call, fuck you. I was like, fair. Thank God for our nurses, you know? Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, I really couldn't sleep after that. It was just alarming, you know? It was like, I mean, I can never sleep anyway. I'm such a bad sleeper. And whenever I say that, somebody's always like, have you tried melatonin?
Amy scrunches up her face and sticks her tongue out. Her expression turns deadpan as her eyes shift left and right, unimpressed.
CBD! I'm like, I need heroin, okay? Fucking melatonin, get out of here. I mean, they told us how we can get better sleep. We all know the advice, right? They said, if you want the best night of sleep of your life, an hour before you go to bed, turn your phone off. What do we all say? No.
She frowns, looking disgusted. Amy shrugs.
It's crazy. Like, oh, you don't care about sleep? I care about sleep more than anything in the world. I'll take any pill. I'll have any surgery. They go, oh, why don't you just 15 minutes before you go to bed, just power down. Fuck you.
Amy's nostrils flare.
I need to be staring into the abyss of my phone as I'm falling asleep, okay? Plus, I need to be reading something. I'm eating. They did do one study on women. You may have read about this. They found that social media is harmful to young girls. Thank you, NASA. We know, right? I mean, just since we've been in town, I saw this group of girls. They must have been 12 years old. These little girls are taking selfies, you know, and they knew their angles. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some people don't know. Like your angles. Okay, just like see how my leg looks if you look straight on. Get a shot of this, Tom. Look at that. Disgusting.
Amy pulls her skirt up above her knee.
What is that? Gollum? That's heinous.
She turns to the side.
Now watch this. Bam. Whoa! Everyone's hard.
She mimes taking a selfie.
They knew their good side, these little 12-year-old girls. They see so many pictures of themselves. Like, I'm 41, I know my angles, okay? At this point, the photographer gets in a tree, and I dig a deep trench.
Amy mimes digging.
I kind of get down there, just, you know, that's me.
She squats and makes a peace sign. She looks up, grinning.
That's where I shine, you know? 12 years old. Remember when we were 12? Somebody took a picture of us once a year. Right? Maybe twice, if we had a school dance, right? Somebody's dad had a camera. It was like, whoa, I didn't know Lindsay was rich. Her dad has a whole camera. We didn't know our angles. They'd say cheese, and we'd all just kind of look like we were shitting ourselves. Because we were, because all we ate was dairy. Right? We didn't have oat milk or almond milk or arahuan. We had whole milk. And we drank it with every meal. You'd have a grilled cheese sandwich with a cup of milk.
Amy looks confused, then nods.
Our skin was bad. We were farting all over the place. It was disgusting.
She shakes her head.
But we were happy, goddammit. Right? I don't know, Libby.
Amy smiles down at the front row.
27. What would it be like to be 27 now? You've grown up seeing so many more pictures of yourself. Here's a good thing. You are definitely vaccinated for something called chickenpox. You probably don't even know it. Remember our vaccine for chickenpox? Is that your mom would push you in a room with neighbors who had them, just
She scratches at herself anxiously.
She'd go, get it! That was our vaccine. Go get it!
Amy scrunches her face in disgust.
Horrifying. You're definitely vaccinated for HPV, and I feel bad for you. You're missing out on an important character-building experience.
She nods.
We all had it. All my friends, we all got it. Admitted it to each other after college. We're all crying. I'm a whore. I'm gonna have to tell all my future partners. Never told one person.
Amy shakes her head, looking mischievous.
You all got it. I'm still really close with my girls from high school. I feel so lucky about that friendship. Yeah, it's the best. I realize, though, that we text each other like we're fucking. Like, I text them in this intimate way. I would never text my husband, you know? I'll be like, text me the second you're home safe. Home, thank God.
She glares, wearing a serious expression.
Your ass in those jeans tonight? What? When can we be together again? If Chris ever got a text like that from me, he'd think I was fucking kidnapped. He'd call the police. I was out with my girlfriends one night. We were drinking, and we were talking about how lazy we've all gotten sexually. And I was like, what if we text all of our husbands, do you want to have phone sex right now? We were crying. We were laughing so hard. We thought it was so funny. And we did it. And we got such different responses from these dudes. My husband wrote back the fastest, okay? And he just wrote, fuck you.
Amy nods assuredly.
It's fair. It's what I deserve, you know? And my friend Jess's husband, we declared the loser because he just wrote, too tired.
Amy grimaces and gives a thumbs down.
We're such hypocrites, but we were pissed. And then friend Caroline's husband, he said, when the kids go to bed, not bad. But the winner, we declared, was my friend Andrea's husband, who just immediately called. Hello?
Amy puts the microphone to her ear. She stares ahead excitedly, her tongue licking the corners of her lips as she listens. Amy grimaces, shuddering.
Joke was on her. She had to have phone sex with her husband that night. She answered like she was in a horror film. Hello?
She trembles as she puts the mic to her ear.
I love my girls. They're all teachers and nurses from Long Island, and they, yeah, teachers. Holy shit. Thank you, teachers. They came with me when I hosted the Oscars, they were on the red carpet with me, and it was so fun having them there, and they were so excited at first. We just get used to shit so quick, don't we? You know, these girls, at first, they're so starstruck. They're like, oh, there's Ryan Reynolds, and is that Taylor Swift? And then, like, 20 minutes later, my friend Jess walks over smoking a cigarette. She's like, Meryl Streep's chatty.
She mimes smoking a cigarette. She taps the ash snootily. Amy scowls.
Like this bitch, you know? I love my girls. We all got married. I can't believe we got married. All of us. I've only been married for 5 years, but this is what I think marriage is so far. I think marriage is finding someone who can stand you. Is that too romantic? Find someone who can fucking stand you. Especially during the pandemic when we were all just home, just...
She paces the stage.
Staring at each other.
She surveys the crowd.
Judging, waiting to criticize each other.
Amy double takes, staring.
You gonna chew like that?
She raises her hand timidly.
No. I just didn't know if you were trying to wake the neighbors because it's so loud, but no, I like it, no. My husband, we were fighting. What was our last fight? Oh, we went to see Top Gun. Anybody see Top Gun? It was cute, right? I liked it. I was so impressed. Do you know that Tom Cruise does all his own Scientology?
Amy smiles and shrugs.
I dragged him there. I was like, I want to see it in the theater, you know, and we're fighting. I don't even remember what it was about. I remember I was right, but this is why I like being married, because it's like, you know, he said to me, he's like, I don't even want to be near you right now. And before we were married, I'm you know, but I'm like, well, can I have your wallet? Because I still want to see Top Gun.
She holds out her hand.
Kind of throws it to me. He leaves. I just walk to the movie, you know. I'm like, fuck this guy. I'll see him at home, you know.
She meanders across the stage.
Half a block later, he's just back walking next to me, you know. Gave him his wallet. We didn't talk about it. We just moved on. Gotta keep it moving, right? Keep it moving. And he can stand me.
Amy faces the audience.
Do you guys know who Hilario Baldwin is?
She grins cheekily.
I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. Hilaria Baldwin. So, I just can't wrap my head around this story. So if you don't know who I mean, I'm talking about, this is Alec Baldwin's wife, okay? And I met her years ago. I met backstage at SNL. Alec was like, I want you to meet my wife. And I saw her and I said, no, thank you. I'm trying to hang on to my self-esteem, okay? She is a tiny Disney princess and I look like Ben Roethlisberger from most angles.
Amy turns her body from side to side.
She came over. She said, I'm Hilaria from España. Very thick Spanish accent, okay? From Spain. And you know, you might have seen her on a morning show doing a cooking demonstration where she had trouble remembering how to pronounce the word, how you say cucumber. And she was wearing a dress on a different show. They said, where's your dress? She said, I don't know if you had these store in the US. It's from Zara. Now they have a Von Trapp amount of children and they named them all, I'm not sure, but very Spanish names like jamón and croqueta and flamenco, you know? And all of this would be fine and beautiful, except that Hilaria from España.
Amy grimaces.
Is actually Hillary from Boston. This woman is in no way Spanish. Her parents are not from Spain. No one in her life is from Spain. You're going, what? Did you think I was just doing a really racist Spanish impression for like 15 minutes? You're like, wow. So I'm not trying to bully a sociopath. I have a point, okay? So I think what had happened was, I think she went to Spain. Okay, because again, I cannot tell you how much her family is not from Spain. They were early settlers in the US. I'm not fucking with you, they were on the Mayflower. That's how much this chick is from Boston. But I think what had happened was she went to Spain. And I've been lucky enough to go to Spain. Some of you have been. It's great, right? Don't you love it? I loved it too. But Hillary from Boston fucking loved it.
She looks around slowly, her eyes wide with wonder.
I am going to be from it.
She strikes a dramatic pose, hand to her head.
Did you know you can just decide where you're from? Like, on my driver's license, it says that I am from Splash Mountain.
Amy nods, smiling.
Isn't that great? Libby, do you ever go on a vacation, have a good time? Where? Where'd you go?
Mexico.
Mexico? You're from there. Enjoy. Enjoy. So here's my point, okay? I actually have a point, okay. My point is that all evidence points to this woman, since she met her husband, has straight up pretended to be from Spain. And her husband shot someone. Now stay with me.
She admonishes with a finger.
Stay with me. My point is, neither of them give a fuck. Find someone who can stand you. My husband, the love of my life. We have sex sometimes. And married people, if you found this, we have found that the best weekday to have sex is always tomorrow. Is that when you guys have sex? We're like, we ate today, maybe we won't eat tomorrow and that'll be a big day for us, you know? Yeah, we'll definitely fuck each other tomorrow.
Amy smiles sheepishly.
And then you do it, and you act like you went on some excursion, like you were bowling. Like, that was fun. We have to remember we like doing that. Okay, we should bowl more. Why don't we bowl? If it were up to me, I'd bowl once a week, right? You too, right? Yeah, tomorrow. My husband's amazing. He always turns the lights on right before we have sex, you know, and I shut them off, and he puts them on. Finally, he's like, why are you so shy? I love your body, all your scars, you're beautiful, you know? And I was like, oh, you're so cute. You think I don't want you to see me.
Amy grins, shaking her head. She turns to the side, pulling down her collar to show the back of her neck.
Baby, my laser's about to kick in. My husband actually, he just said these words to me right before we had sex. He said, do you need me to go down on you?
Amy frowns, looking bewildered.
Do I need you to? I'm like, no, I just saw Top Gun, thanks.
Amy smiles and shakes her head.
It's hard to have sex with your spouse, I'll say it. Because that's your family. It's like, we just had Thanksgiving together. I'm not gonna suck your dick. You're my emergency contact, for Christ's sake. It's disgusting. Can't talk dirty to each other anymore. Know each other too well. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna. He's like, no, you're not.
Amy pouts. She glances around, her expression sheepish.
No, I'm not. I want you to come all over. No, you don't. No. No, I don't. We do a lot of role play, but I always pick the same role, you know? I'm always like, okay, I am in a coma.
Amy throws her head back, eyes closed, mouth gaping.
Go.
She throws her head back again. Amy shifts her weight, smiling at the crowd.
I love him so much. I do. My husband's on the autism spectrum, and thank you. It used to be called Asperger's, but then they found out that Dr. Asperger had, like, Nazi ties. Uh-oh, I hate when that happens, right? Like some of our neighbors lately, okay? Can we please love Jews? There aren't that many of us left, okay? So yeah, he's on the autism spectrum, and it's called autism spectrum disorder. And getting diagnosed has been so helpful to our family and to him, and helping us communicate, making his life better, making our life better. And he's so fucking cool and brave that he's down to be open about it when there's such a stigma, when it's so stupid, because he's my favorite person in the whole fucking world, other than my son, of course.
Amy grins.
People don't know much about autism. They find out and they're like, oh, does he love to count?
She looks around expectantly.
Should we drop a bunch of straws on the floor and he can gather them and count them?
Amy looks disconcerted.
I'm like, yeah, fuck it, do it. Might be fun, I don't know. I'd like to check that out personally. Being diagnosed, getting tested, it's helped us so much. Like, I understand his behavior now, you know? Like, when someone's in the middle of a long, boring story, he will straight up just walk away.
She turns and walks slowly across the stage.
I'm like, where's this motherfucker going? Never really lands a compliment with me. Tells me I look comfortable a lot.
Amy squints, looking thoughtful. She shakes her head.
We just have different love languages, you know? Like, I was feeling kind of sentimental the other night. We were sitting outside. It was a nice night. It looked like it was gonna rain. And I just said, you know, baby, even though these last couple years, raising a toddler during a pandemic, it's been so stressful. I said, but still, getting to be with you, with our son, these have by far been the best years of my life. And he just looked at me and he said, I'm gonna go put the windows up in the car.
She stares ahead, expressionless. Amy puts a hand to her heart, nodding slowly. She smiles.
It's my guy, you know? Yeah. That's when we play the game, autism or just a man? I don't know.
She makes a balancing gesture.
Right? This has been such a special, special show, special night. And I'm gonna leave you with what he said to me right before I came out on stage tonight. I said, babe, is this okay? He said, well, it's too late.
Amy smiles cheerily.
Thank you so much, LA. I love you, I can stand you.
Amy waves at the audience and curtsies. She blows a kiss toward the crowd. Amy waves goodbye as she turns and walks off stage. Time-lapse shows guests rising and filing out of the auditorium. The stage lights dim. As the holographic moon reappears, the empty auditorium ages, its seats and walls now lined with leaves and vines. Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment, voiced by Elias, written and performed by Amy Schumer, directed by Amy Schumer. Executive producers, Amy Schumer, Marcus Raboy, Daniel Powell, Alex Bach, producer Blake W. Morrison, director of photography, Florian Ballhaus, ASC. Lighting designer, Simon Miles. Production designer, James Pierce Connolly. Editor, Kelly Lyon. Music by Ray Angry. Additional credits roll. Copyright 2023, Netflix. Dedicated to Gene and Chris. A bloody uterus with a face lies on a surgical mat wearing sunglasses.
It's so easy.
Orange, pink, and blue letters converge beneath a backwards question mark, irony point.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.